Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball four. Thornton moves to third. Melton moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Garr reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Bell reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pruitt. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Pruitt steals second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to third. Spikes moves to second. Jack Kuchek now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Spikes scores. Date moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kendall moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pruitt strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-4 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Jack Brohmer. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.